Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Robots Radio. Games, lore, stories, community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. Today, we are talking about weapons. Yesterday, I set up a poll on Discord and on YouTube and on social media accounts and got over 400 people responding to my poll about what type of weapon they use the most often. Now, this is the type of data that a lot of developers will track with their video games. And I have a feeling in a more modern game like Fallout 76, the developers are absolutely tracking how many people are using what types of guns and which specific guns and all of that, or what type of weapons in general. And they may even have the ability to track some of this in some of the older games, but if you go back far enough, those games aren't online at all. Now you might be thinking, yeah, most of the games aren't online, like Fallout 4 isn't technically an online game, but it is on Steam, or it is on Xbox or PlayStation, and those systems, or at least those platforms, have achievements. So even if the game itself isn't played online, the achievements are tracked, and those achievements can tell the developers a lot about how people play the games, how they come across different kinds of content, how early certain things happen or how late certain things happen, what percentage of people do what, and in this case, what percentage of people prefer to use what types of weapons. So my point here is that this is information that is generally only actually tracked by developers. And by polling this community that we've been building up around this show, we can actually take a look at some of that detail, some of that information that typically people will only speculate about. Like, in going over these numbers, I could have predicted certain things about these details, but I couldn't have predicted all of it, and I wouldn't have known the exact percentages, which actually match up pretty similarly across different platforms. So before I reveal the results of my polls, I'm going to tell you how I broke it down, and I want you to try to predict what percentage of people pick which option. And if you're sitting down somewhere where you can write this down or whatever, go ahead and write down percentages for this. So I simply broke it down to ballistic weapons, and ballistic weapons are going to be things like pipe rifles or regular shotguns, pistols, anything that shoots a projectile. Now, does that include explosive projectiles? No, because that's going to be in its own category. But something like a cannonball doesn't explode. It's not an explosive weapon. So therefore, in my mind, that would be in the ballistics category, if that makes sense. The next category is energy weapons. Now, of course, this is laser weapons, but this is also plasma weapons or the alien blaster. Anything that primarily uses batteries or fusion cells, anything like that, in order to fire off at enemies. Then there's melee. Now, of course, melee is anything you hit anybody with, so that could mean a power fist or a death tambo or a ski sword. These are some of the things in Fallout 76, or even just punching somebody with your fist or a bat. Anything that you swing, including your own body parts, in order to do damage to other enemies or people or whatever you come across. And then the fourth category is kind of a catch-all. This is explosives, so not just grenades, but also things like mines or dynamite, but also explosive things that you fire, like a mini nuke. That would be explosive. This category also includes poison weapons and radiation weapons. So it's kind of like the oddities category, the things that don't exactly fit in either ballistic, energy, or melee. So think of it as if it isn't ballistic, energy, or melee primarily, then that would go in this fourth and final category. So go ahead and whether it's in your head or it's on a sheet of paper or on your phone, write down what percentage of the player base you think would claim that they pick that type of weapon most of the time. So think about your playthroughs. How do you play the game? Which are your go-to weapons? And I've had a few different people respond with different things like, well, it's situational, or, well, it depends on what I have more ammo for in that moment. Sure, but zoom out from a momentary looking at how you do things and across the entire playthrough of, say, the last time you played Fallout 4 or the last time you played New Vegas, most of the time, what type of weapon did you go to was your choice? And don't think of it from the perspective of I was limited at the early part of the game, so I used this for a long time and then I had to switch to something else. By the time you had all the options available, so within a few hours of playing the game, after that point, which weapon types are your go-tos? Now think about for yourself, how often do you use ballistics? How often do you use energy weapons? How often do you use melee? Or how often do you rely on other things? And think about the percentages. And I want to see if you can nail these numbers. And of course, I can't track this for all of you and find out if anybody was absolutely telling the truth, but come up with percentages and we're going to see how close your predictions actually were. Now, before I get into the numbers, I'm going to give you some other information that might sway some of your thoughts on this, because everyone who was polled had the opportunity to leave a comment, and I'm going to read out some of the comments we got. So if you participated in this poll, whether on the Discord or on social media or on the YouTube, the Fallout Lorecast YouTube channel, thank you for being here and being a part of this. And if you would like to participate in future polls, make sure that you are following or participating, either follow me, Robots Radio, on like Threads or Twitter. I try not to use Twitter anymore, or join us on the Robots Radio Discord, or join us on the Fallout Lorecast YouTube channel and look for these polls, because they will definitely be popping up. All right, so let's get into some of the comments around how people use their weapons. Be Free responded, "I tend to use ballistics because I feel like the ammo is easier to come by. By the time I've gotten farther in the game, I've already used perk points to level my ballistic weapons, so I just stick with them." And I think that that feels very genuine to me and real in a way that I experience the game as well. Like, think about the early part of the game. You typically start picking up ballistics ammo and weapons before you get a lot of the other opportunities. And so if you invest a lot of your perks on that type of weaponry early on, then it makes sense to just keep sticking with it, because you're getting these advantageous benefits to using those weapons. And if you switch to something else, it feels like starting over. So that tracks. I absolutely understand that one. Rick Retro also picks ballistics because Rick says, "I feel like energy is sometimes not as effective, or at least ammo isn't as easy to find in the world. I use the Gatling plasma gun on occasion, but that's usually just to tear through my plasma cores." So similar kind of thing, right? The ammo has dictated which weapon they're going with. Now, Remy Wolf says, "I tend to bounce from melee to ballistic mainly because I come across things I know I can't take up close without dying. I use guns at least till I level strength and endurance. Once I'm geared up, I main melee." Now, let's talk about melee. I mentioned to my wife yesterday at dinner that I was doing this poll, and she's been on the show before too. She plays Fallout games. She plays a lot of the same types of games that I'm into. So she understands how these games work, and she has her own perspective on this. And by the way, I had her guess the numbers, the percentages, and she was actually pretty close. I mean, she didn't nail it, but she was very, very close. She was in the ballpark. So she was talking with me about this, and she said, "Oh, melee's on the list? Oh, I never pick melee. Who picks melee in Fallout?" And I was like, "Well, I do." She's like, "Really?" And I was like, "Yeah, early on, I would go more with ranged weapons. But as I went through multiple playthroughs and got curious about it, I was like, wait, there are all these melee weapons. You don't have to worry about ammo. Some of them seem really, really cool. How effective would they be in Fallout? And it turns out that playing Fallout games with melee weapons is a lot of fun, and it's very effective if you tune your build correctly for it, and especially if you use VATS in a way that allows you to kind of jump the gap between you and the creature that is in front of you and bounce between individuals in a fight. And if you're fast and you're tanky enough, melee can absolutely work. It is actually very well balanced and tuned for certain types of builds. In fact, if you've tuned into any of my Fallout 76 playthrough of the new zone, you'll notice that I'm using the auto axe, which tears through enemies very, very quickly. I find that anything that I deal with in the game, it seems to work well. The main problem being that you have to get right up in its face. And sometimes, especially with big bosses in Fallout 76, that can be very dangerous. It's better to hold, you know, stay back. But it's actually very useful against common enemies that you run into in the world. So melee, even though you may not consider it, is a very viable option. And I think the people who figure that out realize how viable it can be. And so therefore, it might be used more often than you think. Or is it? We'll get to the results in a little bit. Joseph Vetto, who I think I'm pronouncing your name correctly, says, energy is my go-to because I like to turn my enemies to ash/goo. Yeah, that's a benefit of energy weapons. Absolutely. There's something that's really fun about just turning everybody into piles of ashes or goo or radiated whatever. I think that is a lot of fun. Now, Lifessa, and all these, by the way, so far are from the Discord channel. So if you aren't on the Discord channel, come join us over there. But Lifessa says, and this is calling out basically sniping and is definitely another viable option in these games. Lifessa says, mostly ballistic, sniper from a distance, and a nice accurate pistol when enemies get close. But then energy for dealing with angry mechanical things. That one echoes one of the previous comments about how going ballistics until you can go energy or saving energy weapons for very specific situations. I feel like I've been in that situation as well, where I've focused on ballistic weapons. And then when the situation calls for it, I pull out a more powerful energy weapon because the ammo's a little bit harder to come by, or because I was just saving something for this one opportunity. Buckin' Fuffalos, which is a wonderful name on the Discord, responded similarly about sniper builds, but added ballistics plus bloody mess for sniper builds, energy heavies for power armor builds. And I think that probably tracks with a lot of people from what I've seen people running around with. We have a few other individuals who were proclaiming their love of ballistics. Follower of the Apocalypse says ballistics because I like the old reliable. Pumpkin says sneak shotgun works every time. And BW Senpai BOS says either shotgun, rifle, or assault rifle. SMG and pistols aren't my favorite. Ooh, or miniguns. So ballistics getting lots of shout outs here, but that doesn't mean that there aren't fans of other things. Like, for example, Murr, who says, I only use melee because I really don't enjoy ranged weapons in any game I play. I also love in New Vegas getting shot at by Legionnaires and just having myself, Rex, and Veronica just running through the gunfire to get up close and start swinging/biting. It's a hilarious image in my head. I will panic scream and use the fat man when running into death claws, but that doesn't always work out. Yep, I absolutely understand that. My recent playthrough of Fallout 4, which I've been streaming online, I've been playing with crowd control and people have been like throwing things at me in the game and that kind of stuff. And I've been running around with the piggy bank launcher, which is explosive. And there's definitely a few situations where I shot it too close and blew myself up, even in VATS. So that's fun. But yeah, there's something about melee plus explosives, this kind of really brawler explosive, I don't know, something about that. It reminds me of, and this is going to be a weird pull that I think maybe three people will remember or get the reference. Before Halo came out, Bungie made a series of other games in the 90s. One of those game series was called Myth, and it was a top-down RTS-style game, but it was more focused on small groups rather than big groups across a whole map. And in that game, you had these fantasy characters, and there was one multiplayer mode where you got a number of zombies, and then you got a number of these little dwarf guys who threw explosives. So it was all about punching and blowing things up. And for some reason, that combo has just like got itself into me. And there's something that I feel is so fun about hitting things and then blowing them up. So I don't know if anyone else is going to get this reference, but it's a trip down memory lane for me. So here, let's take a look at the YouTube page and see how people responded on there. We have IDL dash, I think that's a 15K, who writes explosives. Chaos is fun. Absolutely. The last time I played Fallout New Vegas, I actually built into an explosive build, and you get a lot of dynamite from the powder gangers early in that game. And the dynamite can be very, very effective with vats and being able to control where you throw things a little bit, along with bonuses to explosives. So absolutely. NFR Computers says melee is very OP in New Vegas with super slam perk and oh baby. So another vote for melee. Then there's another one for energy. Energy are good, says Dracon 2002. But nothing can beat turning your foe into fresh cram with storm of bullets from minigun, especially if you switch minigun to freshly downloaded Browning M2 mod shooting 0.50 HE. So yeah, absolutely. This applies for modding as well, right? There are certain types of guns that you prefer the mods for, then that's going to sway what your answer would be on this poll. Grumpy old git dash ZK1KW says, whatever I currently have that does the most damage and that I have plenty of ammo for. So kind of just rolls with it, you know, whatever I got that's going to work seems good enough. Morrowind 4732 says ballistic, then inevitably a baseball bat from the next county over. Nice. And then Chief Dizzy Leaf says, love liquefying my enemies with the Winchester P94. So we're getting a variety of answers. This is spanning similar territory. I think you're probably seeing similarities between the responses on the Discord and the responses on the YouTube page. And I find that interesting about this, because if you look at the percentages across Twitter and Threads and YouTube and Discord, they are very similar. And I think that says something about the way polling works. If you've taken statistics classes in school, you realize that when you do a poll, you don't need numbers equivalent to the entire population in order to estimate where most people are at. In fact, the numbers can be very, very small compared to the main population and still give you a fairly accurate representation of the total population. And I think that's what we have here. So in this poll, we have 431 responses at the time of this recording. I'm sure more will come in after I already recorded the episode. But 431 responses, that's pretty good. Now, does that carry a candle at all to the millions of people who have played Fallout? No, those numbers are very, very distinctly different. But 431 is nothing to sneeze at, and I would love to increase these numbers. So please, please join me on the Discord, Robots Radio Discord. There's a link in the show notes or in the description stuff, you know, the text underneath whatever you're listening or watching this on. Or you can also just make sure that you're subscribed on the YouTube channel or just follow Robots Radio on Twitter or Threads. Great way for you to plug in. But tell you what, we're going to get to the specific percentages. I first have to go thank our patrons. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. This is where we get to thank our patrons. Patreon.com/FalloutLorecast. If you'd like to get ad-free episodes or join me for future patron chats, like the one that is coming up next week on the 25th. That is the last Wednesday of the month. That's usually when we record these. And if you'd like to join, head over to patreon.com/FalloutLorecast. Join in, jump onto the Discord, connect your accounts, and then chime in about what you would like to discuss next week with our little group of wacky discussion Fallout people. Also, I have to shout out Atle Morton for being our sentry bot. Thank you so much. You get a shout out every week. And I would like to shout out other new people on our Patreon, but we didn't have anybody new sign up this last week. So if you sign up, you'll get a shout out next week. Plus, you can get t-shirts and stickers and all sorts of other fun things. So thank you to all of the patrons. I couldn't do this without you. Also, if you'd like to help out in other ways, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, like this one from Deesh BJB, who I think is editing a previous comment that I don't recall because there's a bunch of them, but they write, perfect, only one small problem. I think then they updated and said, okay, I lied, this is the best podcast. So thank you for the update. And then, power armor is way too easily obtained in 4 and 76. Just hop on down to the closest responders base close to the vault, meet Lane, then walk towards the cooker, and it is there. So cool. I'm not sure who's looking for that kind of information in the review section of podcasts, but if they didn't know this already, then they're in luck. So thank you, DBJB. If you'd like to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, I'll read it out on a future episode of the show. Plus, you can also rate the show on Spotify or whatever platform you're listening to this on, and you can share it with your friends. All of that is super helpful. Oh, and go check out the YouTube channel. A lot of these old episodes are turning into videos, and they're super fun, so go check them out. All right, let's move on with the rest of this episode.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, I'm back, and we've come down to it. We are at the point that I'm going to reveal to you the numbers, and so double check your numbers. Think about the things that people had said. I think you're probably onto a pattern here. So let's go over it. Of the 431 responses, by and large, and I don't think this is a surprise, Ballistics is the biggest response, with 306 people saying Ballistics is their go-to weapon type. 71%. This number, although it's not a surprise to me, it still seems kind of large, 71%. And I think if you actually look at the rundown of number of types of weapons, and that becomes more difficult with mods and variations on weapons and things like that. But my sense of it is that the majority of the weapons you come across are ballistic. I'm pretty sure there are more ammo types for ballistic than anything else. And individually type modeled weapons. You've got a variety of different rifles and pistols and shotguns and miniguns and all sorts of things that are shooting ballistic ammo. So it makes sense with that being the most abundant weapon type. And like some people responded, most common ammo to come across. And early in the game, you come across that stuff earlier, so you may have specced into it that ballistics would be the most popular one. I think a lot of the comments that people left make that make sense. I can see the context for how that works. Now, next on the list, which one do you think is next? Energy, melee, or the kind of catch-all rad poison explosive one? Well, you're probably right. Energy weapons are the next on the list. 82 people, and that's roughly 19%. So 19% of people go to energy weapons, and those typically seem to be later on in the game kinds of weapons you come across. But if you are playing these games for hours and hours and hours and hours, it doesn't take that many hours to the point where you can start using energy weapons, especially if you're playing something like Fallout 4, where you come across the synth weapons, which are types of laser guns, or you join the Brotherhood and you get access to certain types of energy weapons through them. This can be something that you absolutely plan to go for, that you spec into. And at this point, with how long the Fallout series has been around and how many hours all of us have played, that is a very understandable way of engaging with the game. You know what? I like energy weapons. I'm going to go to energy weapons. And so I'm going to pick them. Ballistics are easier to come by, but Nope, give me my energy weapons, because that's what I want to use. Now, for me personally, I tend to use ballistics more often than I use energy weapons. And I also fall into that same group as some people have commented about how you just save certain guns for certain situations. Having a specific energy weapon, especially if it's something like an alien blaster, just for the situation where you gotta light something up real quick, can be handy. So I totally understand that perspective. All right, so what do you think is the third most often used group? Melee or radiation slash poison slash explosive slash anything else? Well, turns out that it's the catch-all group. It's not melee. And this one surprised me because explosives are so fun. And I get that they are limited unless you really spec into it or you focus on specifically going to, like I mentioned, in Fallout New Vegas, making sure you go to the powder gangers, you collect all the dynamite, you use the dynamite effectively to take out groups of enemies or difficult enemies or whatever. I get that the ammo can be low. It's easy to run through all your grenades and then not have anything else to use. But I also understand that explosives can be a lot of fun. And this is a catch-all category. This includes radiation rifles and any other anything else that doesn't fit into ballistics or energy or melee. So maybe that gives it a little bit of a one-up. That number is 26 people out of 431. So it's 6.03%. So it's just above 6%. Now that means that melee is the least often used weapon type in Fallout. Only 18 people, just over 4% of the people polled, said melee weapons. And I think people are absolutely missing out on this. If I was answering this poll myself, I would have to put myself in the ballistics category because, like I mentioned before, it is something that you come across a lot of. It's easy to spec into it. I enjoy sniping things from a distance. I enjoy pistol builds. I enjoy shotgun builds. There's a lot of variety around ballistics weapons, but the second one I would have to choose would be melee. I would put that in my next most often list. And sometimes it's fun to just do a melee pure build and just run around smacking people in the head, especially when you end up with bloody mess or you're really good at lopping off people's limbs. It can be a lot of fun to do a melee build. So at 4%, that's a very, very small percentage of the population. And that means a lot of you, a lot of people out there, have not really given melee a chance because it is more viable than you would expect. So I recommend at least giving it a shot sometimes. So what did you think? Were you able to predict these numbers? Did your predictions come out accurate? I have a feeling most people will get pretty close. I think it will be rare that somebody doesn't predict that ballistics is the number one on this list. But I think the surprises there are in some of the other little details between energy, melee, and the catch-all group. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you predicted this correctly or if you were surprised. I would love to get that feedback on the Discord, or heck, you can even be a free member on the Patreon and comment on this episode on Patreon. Any of those ways are great ways to engage with me and the rest of the community. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love for ideas for things that you would want to be polled. There is so much information that we don't have as players that if we polled the community, and as these numbers grow, as this community grows, and please come join me for future polls, we can learn a whole lot of different things about Fallout and the way people engage with these games. Like, I think maybe the next one I'm going to do will be zeroing in on how people play the game. Do you prefer a power armor build? Do you prefer a sneaky build? Do you prefer, I'm going to have to find a way to divide this up because power armor, no power armor, but no power armor includes things more likely to be sneaky, like stealth or not stealth. I'm going to have to think about it a little bit, but let me know if there's a poll out there that makes sense. I would love your feedback and I'd love to continue improving and innovating on this show in fun and interesting ways for everybody. So thank you for being here. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And Remember, we've got a patron chat coming up next week, so plenty of time to join us if you'd like to do that. So think of this episode when you're out there in the wasteland and maybe try a different build. See what you think. I'll see you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.